Anyways, I've been responsible for fetching every RISC-V instruction that you'll find in there and for validating against outside sources. So today I'll talk you about challenges with RISC-V's ecosystem specification, things that I've encountered, then I'm going to delve into the unified database, and I'll do a little call for help. So, background and why this matters is going to be the first topic, and then I'll go into challenges that consumers and producers face. So, currently, the RISC-V ecosystem relies on multiple repositories. They're somewhat disconnected, and the base for repositories that you'll find describing the ISA will be the ISA manual that describes the whole ISA, but still there are other repositories like the assembly manual, which describes some pseudo instructions, RISC-V opcodes, which has a database of all instructions, or almost all of them, and SIL RISC-V, which is a detailed formal specification of how the RISC-V of the RISC-V ISA. But you still do have a lot more repositories around the RISC-V ecosystem,